This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I'm driving around looking for a place to move our Friday night evening services. But look at this. Those of you logging on, I want you to stay with me. Look at this. This is a mosque. This is a mosque. Every Friday, they pack the mosque out. They're even having to use open grass area to fit more cars for parking. I want you to see this, how easy it is for Muslims to gather together in prayer, because they have a culture of prayer. That here is Muslims and they gather together in prayer. They have a culture of prayer. Look at that. Allah. My goodness. Look at this. Muslim security guard. How you doing there? God bless you. Look at this. Unbelievable. Look at this, packed. This is a house of prayer to Allah. A house of prayer to Allah. It is packed. They have to park, you know, on other property. I'm so grieved by this.
When I saw that, my stomach kind of tightened up. I felt that ignorance and that fear.
And if Allah has blessed you with wealth and you have built a house for the sake of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." Whoever builds for Allah a house, genuinely for the service of the deen, genuinely to bring the Muslim ummah together, to give them a facility to come together to worship Allah as an ummah, to bring them together, not to separate them. If someone builds a masjid to separate people, the Quran speaks about that separation as being something that will be a driving force for them to lose the hereafter. But if we build a house, lillahi, man bana lillahi masjidan, whoever builds a house of Allah, a masjid for Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. May Allah build for us houses in Jannah.
When you came to Florida to try to find a location, new location for the Deen Center, we looked at many ugly ducklings, as you would say. And on your last trip, we did find the location in El Rico, which is magnificent. I am so excited for your listeners and for your followers to understand the magnitude of what this new center will do in the Tampa area, in the Val Rico area in particular. It is a very large facility. The facility is almost 35,000 square feet. It is made up of 5 different buildings. When we went there, we were super excited. I think all of us, we did kind of a little preliminary, hey, this is one of the spots we're looking at. When we went in, we all saw the potential for what your vision is, and your vision, which would be to have the Deen Center, to have your mosque, and then also to have an athletic facility, school, recording studio, and just the vision that you have to be able to have that in one location was just amazing. We decided to put in an offer on the property and were a little bit taken aback when we found out there were 2 other offers on the property. So we were competing with one facility, which was going to be a car wash, and then another facility, another buyer was going to just have a storage facility. Now, in both of those cases, the existing church itself was and buildings were going to be knocked down, just flattened and used the land to rebuild, as the property is also on 4 acres, as you know. When our offer was presented to the seller, Pastor O, who is the present pastor of the congregation there, really thought long and hard about it and decided that he just felt our mission, your mission with maintaining a place of worship was so important to them that they granted us the contract, and we've been moving forward ever since.
I want to touch upon that, where you talk about, you mentioned that there were 2 other offers, and what they were talking about tearing the church down.
Completely. They were just going to level the entire church and the other buildings that go with it.
So the pastor there, he was more inclined towards having us continue, you know, it as a house of worship, actually a mosque, and rather than having it tore down. That's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing, especially in today's times where you hear that money is everything, and you know, they could have closed a little bit earlier with these other buyers, as there are things that you have to prepare for. But because it was going to be a house of worship, and again, this is coming from a, I believe that they're a Baptist church, and you know, you're Muslim in faith, but they just feel that in today's times, that house of worship, someplace where people can go to receive the word, was so much more important than just getting the money and running. And in today's times, that's highly unusual, and it's a testament to you and what you stand for and what you hope to build in the community, which is what was presented to them when they were looking at the competing offers.
Yeah, that's really profound. That's really amazing to hear that, because I want my audience to know that you know, the pastor chose, you know, rather than having the church tore down totally, they actually, you know, wanted it to continue as a house of worship. So people have this opportunity to go ahead and make this a reality.
Brothers and sisters, we're halfway there. This is your brother Eddie from The Dean Show, and alhamdulillah, we are purchasing a 35,000 square foot property to build the Dean Center, a Dawah Center, a masjid, the first of its kind in America. We are halfway there. We have $700,000 left that must be collected in order to close on the property. Get the tremendous rewards by donating right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.